WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Madison Lane, here to break down another juicy topic on the Starkway because let's face it, life can get a little chaotic sometimes, right? And who better to help us navigate that mess than ancient Greek philosophers? So today, we're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries with our loved ones. You know, those people we cherish most, but sometimes they test our patience more than anyone else. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much in return? Or maybe you've said yes to things you really didn't want to do just to keep the peace. It happens to all of us, trust me. But here's the thing, healthy boundaries aren't selfish. They are essential for our well-being and happiness. They allow us to show up as our best selves in relationships and protect our own energy. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Today, we are unpacking 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries like a stoic warrior. 1. Understand your needs. First things first, honey, know thyself. What are your non-negotiables? What makes you feel drained or resentful? Think about the situations where you tend to give more than you receive. Maybe it's always being available for last-minute errands or feeling pressure to attend every family gathering even when you're exhausted. Identifying these triggers is step 1 in creating healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Now that you know your needs, let those loved ones know. Remember, communication is key here. It's not about being confrontational, it's about expressing yourself honestly and respectfully. Try using I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments or I need some time to myself to recharge. 3. Set limits with kindness but firmness. This is where the Stoic philosophy comes in handy. It's all about finding that sweet spot between being assertive and staying compassionate. You can set limits while still showing love and understanding. For example, if a friend constantly calls late at night, tell them, I cherish our conversations, but I need to get my beauty sleep. Let's chat tomorrow morning. 4. Practice saying no. This one might feel scary at first, but trust me, it's liberating. Think of saying no as an act of self-care or prioritizing your own well-being. Start small, decline a social invitation if you need some downtime or politely turn down an extra task at work. 5. Remember, it's a process. Building healthy boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's a continuous journey. There will be bumps along the way, so be patient with yourself and keep practicing. Every time you set a boundary, even a small one, you're strengthening your resilience and paving the way for healthier relationships. Now, picture this. You finally landed that dream job, but your well-meaning sister insists on coming over every weekend to help, which usually means leaving her dishes in the sink and hogging the TV remote. You're starting to feel resentful, and it's affecting your work and your energy. Sound familiar? This is where those boundaries come into play. You can calmly tell your sister, I'm so grateful for your support, but I need some dedicated time to focus on this new job. How about we schedule a specific date each week to hang out? See the difference? It's still loving and respectful, but it sets clear expectations and protects your space. Remember, beautiful souls, setting healthy boundaries is not about pushing people away, it's about creating space for authentic connections and allowing yourself to thrive. By embracing these principles, you're taking charge of your well-being and paving the way for more fulfilling relationships with family, friends, and even with yourself. So go forth, set those boundaries like a boss, and remember, you deserve love, respect, and a whole lot of peace. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your loved ones and let's spread the Stoic wisdom far and wide. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.